placing material life in perspective. Ultimately, each of us must learn to be free by mastering our senses and desires within the constraints imposed by these physical bodies in this material world. Whether we are celibate or sexually active, we should always connect with something higher that will guide us, protect us, enliven us, and give us a sense of security. The ancient Vedic teachings remind us, as do many other traditions, that all material and spiritual worlds originate in God. Therefore, if we try to please the Lord, we are automatically in touch with the nucleus of everything. Then, whatever we need will come to us naturally. Unfortunately, many of us ignore this fact and head in the wrong direction. Instead of improving our relationship with the Lord, we spend most of our time trying to satisfy our lower desires. Sexuality, if misunderstood, can be a trap to keep us ensnared in the material world. Certainly, we must pay attention to the body in order to function effectively. But if our priorities are sense gratification and self-satisfaction above all else, we will have to keep returning to the physical world to play the sensual and material games over and over again. On the other hand, if spiritual life is our commitment, then our experiences in this world will not be ends in themselves, but will be signposts pointing the way back home to God.